Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Guardians are pulling away. 4.5-game lead. They took care of the White Sox the way we had been hoping they would take care of them all year.
They've didn't really come take alive. Care of them yesterday. They had three errors. It was a bad inning in one of them innings,
and
man.
You know what? They survived that bad third inning. They had given up four runs.
TCB.
They were able to recover. They kept the main thing, Kenny. 6-4, the win yesterday, and in fact, another stellar start, this time by Boyd. And the reason I laugh, I mean, he had 9 strikeouts. He gave up 6 hits and just 1 earned run. But, you know, it's the White Sox.
What are you trying to say?
Well,
they're a professional baseball team. It's not my fault that they suck.
Are they a professional baseball team?
Joey Cantillo was perfect through 6 2/3 against them.
Yeah, is this the closest thing to not being a professional team that is a professional team?
Absolutely.
That we've had in our lifetime.
In our lifetime? Yeah. They're pretty futile. I mean, they're probably going to finish with under 40 wins.
Yeah, I know Mitch.
Oh, my goodness
Mitch
gracious.
Will look into this because earlier in the week when we were talking about the White Sox, we were going over just how bad, what the record is going to be. And where they rank against the all-time worst teams. But in my lifetime, I mean, they are 33 and 114. the losing streaks of, what was it, 12 or more or 13 or more?
13 or more games. They've done it 3 times this year.
I mean, that's unfathomable. So they did what they needed to do finally because they had struggled earlier in the year. And so in games like this, I don't know how many takeaways I have, but it's nice to see Stephen Kwan get a couple of hits. It's certainly nice to see Jimenez, it's nice to see Lane Thomas 3-for-4. Is he having a moment, Kenny? Is this now reached the point of he is red hot and this could be something?
He was great. He is batting over 400 in the month of September. He is fantastic lately, and thank goodness.
7-game hit streak. And then, if you think about this, he had the 7-game hit streak right now. If you take away that first or that second Kansas City game, he had 2 hits in the 1 game before that against Kansas City, 3 hits in the game before that against Pittsburgh. He's hitting off righties now, which is the one thing he couldn't do. Like Lane Thomas, we buried him, and it was bad. It was really, really bleak at the start. It looked like just an all-time nothing move, you know, before the deadline. And now he seems to be a bit of a weapon.
Let's not...
Do some people owe the Guardians an apology?
Not speak too much. There's still 16 games left. No, there's no apologies
needed.
We're not
needed.
What's an apology?
You heard what people had said about this team after the deadline.
Well, he's pretty hot lately, but I mean, there's no apology. Why do you need an apology?
Well, if you consider how...
Don't apologize for criticizing Lane Thomas, of all things. If you're
apologizing for criticizing Lane Thomas, then you have no backbone.
The whole team.
It's the whole team because they got eviscerated for, oh, your big moves are... Boyd, Cobb, Lane Thomas.
Aren't you feeling pretty good about all those moves? Don't apologize for criticizing the front. For going out and getting Lane Thomas?
So they
don't apologize for that.
They obviously they're always
don't need to say sorry to always, a professional ball club.
They're always doing it, but you know what? To this organization, don't you kind of have to?
No, I don't.
This organization proves
they get
time
paid to make those moves. And, I don't need to apologize to anybody.
And there's a reason they are universally considered one of the best organizations, not in baseball, but sports. But yet all people wanted to do was bag on them. And it seems like They're playing good baseball at the right time.
You're pretty good at what you do. I hated your guts at this time yesterday. So what does that mean? Do I need to apologize for you or to you for that? No. Thank you. Moving on.
No, I don't think we are moving on. I don't think we can move on. Because
you want people to apologize to the
Guardians?
Here's
why. I sat there on my vacation.
216-474-0092. People need to apologize to the Guardians?
And Owen, look up their magic number. Their magic number right now. Not just the playoffs. How about the number one freaking seed in the American
right
League?
Now.
So, 15.
So, you
guys,
want some sort of apology to you?
Yes, I do.
He wants an apology to him.
Ken, I'd like an apology for you. Because I was reading Ken, apparently, while I was off that week, apparently Ken had everybody, I can't wait for Lyman to get back for he could take his medicine. Where's the medicine? Where's the medicine, everybody? Because the Guardians first place, and they are going to win the division, and it looks like they have, right now, collision course for the number one seed in the American League.
Now you stop getting loud and slapping the table.
For a wild card bye, and how...
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How much fun are we going to have in October?
That's unprofessional.
But where's my medicine?
Congratulations.
God, I was so right about this team the whole time. I was so right.
So you want an apology.
Ken was wrong. He was life or death every game. He buried him.
I didn't bury him.
No, I did.
I never buried him.
I did have a tweet about the collapse. I did have a tweet that it looked like they were collapsing.
Yes, you did say there was going to be a collapse.
It did look like they were collapsing.
I never buried that.
It looked like they were collapsing.
I never buried them.
But they picked them up. Stephen Vogt, back on track, manager of the year. Are we back on track?
Back on track for
manager
of the
year. Nothing.
Manager of the year.
Give me the odds on manager of the year.
Yes. Right now, vote your favorite.
There we go. There we go, Steve-O.
A lot of apologies. Can I collect some apologies? Let me know off the air, Mitch, when the apologies start to come in. Let me know. Or they can also go to the Odyssey app.
Oh, of course. Go to the coming in hotline on the Odyssey app. Just favorite 92.3 The Fan. Click on the microphone. You can apologize to Lima at that time.
We'll get him in.
Don't apologize to him.
Meanwhile.
Don't apologize.
Or if you just want to tell Ken how wrong he was, here's Stephen Vogt on that 6-3 road trip.
What was I wrong about?
Incredible about it. I mean, this was a tough road trip. I mean, this late in the year to be gone for three cities, play some really tough teams, and I think for us to keep our concentration through this series, and our guys played really hard all throughout the trip this late into the year during this long stretch of games, this could have gone one or two ways, and I'm really proud of the way they played.
We know what way Ken thought it was going.
He called it baton. He said they're going in.
I didn't say any of that stuff.
It came out.
None of it was said by me. None of it was said by me. None of it. I said it was going to be a tough road trip. They finished 6-3 on the road trip. Good for them. I didn't say anything bad. What? I never buried them. You're the one. I don't know what's their. What they're going to get blown out in the first round. You guys were the ones saying that. I didn't say any of that stuff. What am I getting yelled at for? Yeah. Cat got your tongue over there on a radio show?
Here is Stephen Vogt on Boyd's outing. Yesterday.
I thought Matt really battled. The first thing he came out, foul tip away from an immaculate inning. And then I felt like his command and just like the zip on his pitches wasn't quite there today. And they did a really good job of battling him. We didn't have the cleanest inning there. And they took advantage of it. And it was a very uncharacteristic inning for us. But I thought Matt threw the ball well. He just ran out of pitches.
Someone might say Matt Boyd battled his fanny off out there.
Like a good fanny battling off. It's always a good one. Like it a lot.
Something.
Like it a lot, Kenny. All right, so your perception on this team. This is unbelievable. It's every station, too. I'm sorry, guys. No matter what, we tried to put the golf channel on, and they're going over Deshaun Watson's contract.
Big, it bold just type matter. And 36 font contract. Okay.
All right.
That's what they do.
Let's put all our silly dispute aside. How do you feel about this team seriously making a run right now? I know it's the White Sox. I know, whatever. But they've held their own. They clearly have stood the test of time this year. The fact that they are even still in this position when they had languished and played 500 ball for the better part of 3 months. Do you get the feeling that fans are going to believe in this team yet, or do you think they just won't until the playoffs start? They will just totally have to earn it.
I think they believe in this team. Well, what define believe?
Making a legitimate World Series run now. Because we know
they'll have to wait till the postseason. They'll have to wait till the postseason.
I would understand that if this were any other sport. This is the one sport where you just got to get in. I know that is the biggest cliche of them all. But this isn't the NBA where you got no shot. You know if you have a shot to make a finals
run. You know,
run.
That's the thing about baseball. Now that is something I've heard more than the main thing is the main thing.
Like, think about the combination of not only have the Guardians stuck around this long and kept this really good record and have a chance.
No one's calling to apologize to the Guardians, by the way.
Well, they might be doing the coming in hot button. So
no, they're not.
I would hope that they are. Not only...
You owe them nothing. Don't apologize. The second you apologize to them, they're going to let you down. Do not apologize.
Not only do they have that record and have a chance to finish with the bye and the number one overall seed in the American League, but also, who are you scared of in the American League? Who are you scared of? So why don't you think... Is it just you're a Cleveland fan or you're a Cleveland baseball fan?
I'm a little leery of the Astros. I'm really leery of the Astros. And
good thing we get to see them the last series of the regular season. We're going
to
find out.
Yeah, you might need that series to be able to do all the stuff we're talking about. That's it for about last night.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.